This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. For 20 years now, Santa Fe Opera has each spring been sending terrific young opera artists to schools and community auditoriums around the state. The 2012 Spring Opera Tour begins next week, and we'll be traveling by van from Taos to Albuquerque to Portales and Alamogordo and into western Texas. And we have with us on the phone this morning the music director of the spring tour, the Santa Fe Opera's Kurt Pavitt. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
There are four members of the tour this spring, you, a stage manager, and two singers. Who are the singers that you're bringing with you this year?
We have a soprano and a tenor. I think that's a good combination.
Yes.
Soprano is Julia Ebner, who was an apprentice here last summer, and I got to know her and her singing, and she's a lovely girl with a beautiful voice. And then the tenor is someone who will be coming to the Santa Fe Opera this summer as an apprentice. His name is Joshua Guerrero. I was intrigued by him because I often look these people up on the internet when I'm trying to figure out who to get to do these tours, and found out that he actually has a number of, I guess you might call it a kind of another career, singing pop music. And that intrigued me because the subject matter of the little piece we're doing in the schools this year involves the issue of whether to sing classical music, pop music, and I'm trying to get something across to kids about why opera singing sounds the way it does. So that's Josh Guerrero.
Now, there are really two parts of this tour. One is school concerts for young people. The school concert is an original work, a short one-act opera.
Right, about 35 minutes. It's targeted to reach 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, ideally. There's some pop music, there's some Broadway music. I mean, there's a little bit of everything in it.
In addition to these school concerts, there are evening concerts for community members. What kind of music are you going to be presenting, Kurt?
That program is, I like to tell everyone it's always audience-friendly. I just think that's important, that we do music that is excellent but also approachable and understandable. And so the last few years we've been doing this, the student production actually is just as well-suited for adult audiences as it is for the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. So we use that piece as the first half of the program. And then we move the piano to the center of the stage, normal concert style, and we do a second half, which is traditional music. And it opens with a couple of Puccini arias that everyone loves. The tenor is singing a selection from our season this year. We're doing Tosca this summer,
right.
So he's singing Elucevan. She does, she learned, actually, for me, I asked her to learn two songs by Lee Hoiby, wonderful American composer, both songs and opera. And they end with the famous Lippenschweigen, which is the Merry Widow Waltz, beautiful duet. It's got a nice shape, the program.
The Santa Fe Opera could spend all its energy focusing on its main stage festival coming up in the summer. Why devote energy, Kurt, to this spring opera tour?
Ambassadors, I like to think of ourselves, of opera and of the company. And in some places, such as New York City, you know, an opera company will make efforts to get out into the community to let people know that they're there and what they do. Well, for us, our New York City is actually the whole state of New Mexico, and we go out into the whole state and let people know what we do. It's wonderful, really.
Kurt Pavitt is the music director of the Santa Fe Opera's Spring Opera Tour. The 2012 tour begins next week and will be performing all around New Mexico and western Texas through early May. For a complete schedule of the Spring Tour community concerts, go to santafeopera.org. Wishing you a great time on the road, Kurt.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.